show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Day two of the pod with no Gabby. She has been hit for six by Rona. Hopefully back tomorrow. We're putting together like a broadcast kit or whatever so she can do it from her spare room. So she will not be wearing makeup. She will not be wearing decent clothing. I'm sure there will be some sort of clothing, probably some sort of oversized pajamas, I would imagine. But hopefully Gabby back tomorrow, if not later on this week. Today on the pod, a big one. We had Big Brother evictee Joel on. And have you ever had that thing before where you're out with a flame, like a new flame or whatever, and you run into an ex? You run into an old flame with your new flame. That happened to Joel. Only the old flame was Alicia, who he's been macking on with the house recently, and the new flame is someone he's dating since leaving the house. So awkward, awkward, awkward. It's coming up. We had another Cliffo and Gabby Origin Intruder. And Samantha Jade joined us for Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now? Brand new segment where we look at what happened to your favourite reality TV stars from days gone by. Hang about. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Big Brother killing it on Channel 7, Mondays to Wednesdays on 7 on the TV channel and on 7
Welcome
Plus.
Welcome to my brand new game. Are you ready to play? This is Big Brother.
And last night saw the elimination, the eviction of the challenge beast, Joel. He's on the phone right now. Joel, gone too soon, mate.
I know, I know. Short-lived bit of glory there, I think.
Mate, I've heard that during the last challenge, which if anyone didn't see it, it pretty much consisted of you guys standing on these boxes, right? And you had to hold closed two doors above your head. If you drop your hands, all these balls would come out, and that was the challenge. You had to extend your body pretty much for as long as you could. I heard, though, and they didn't show this on the show, but I heard that your box wasn't as tall as other housemates.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I had to actually extend my full body up as much as I could using my calves. And ultimately, that's what ended up sort of going first on me. And, you know, as a result, I lost my position in the show.
So other contestants were essentially, you know, they had their feet flat on the ground and their palms up holding these doors closed. You're actually on tippy toes. So would you go as far to say as Big Brother cheated you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, it's a hard one to say because everyone, after watching the show back, a lot of people did have different foot positions. So I think it would just be a matter of, like, a lack of consistency when taking certain measurements in the interim period.
Yeah, you're being very diplomatic. Robbed, I say,
you know
Joel.
It. You know it.
Bloody robbed.
I know.
So, look, it's a big competition this year. Lots of big personalities, not only from the newbies, but from the royalty housemates as well. Who is your favourite housemate?
Oh, my favourite housemate would have to be Taras, I think, for the newbies. I just respect the hell out of him.
Is it awkward? Like, is it an elephant in the room at all that when I ask you who your favourite housemate is and you don't say the one who you pashed?
Yeah.
That was one of the dubbed romances in the house, you and Alicia. I think you're the first guy in the history of the universe to be accused of breaking up with a woman who you weren't actually dating.
I know. And look, I'm on the back foot with this because, you know, everything that happened I did do, but, you know, were we together? Were we not?
I don't know.
There's a question.
There's a definite question. Are you going to catch up with her in the outside world? That's the big question.
I actually haven't.
Okay.
We've run into each other, but ooh. I was actually on a date with another girl.
No! Oh, that is awkward, mate.
Oh, tell me about it.
What did you say to the girl you were on the date with? Like, oh, this is Alicia. I macked on with her in the Big Brother house.
Literally. So we've actually been, we've been dating for a couple of weeks. And, I looked over my shoulder. I see her and she sees me, Alicia, this is. And I've gone, oh, you're kidding. So I've turned to Victoria and I've gone, well, the girl that I sort of dated, sort of didn't date on the show is
on her way in here right now.
See, it's, I think it's weird, the whole dating thing in Big Brother as well, too. Like, I don't think Drew and what's her face? Is it Sam? I don't think, like,
Sam, yeah.
I think that's about as shallow as a puddle. Like, I think when you're in the Big Brother house, you're in this, your own little universe where, you know, you might kiss someone with it unnecessarily on the outside world. It would never happen, you know?
Oh, and it's a pressure cooker environment as well. So right. any bond you form is bonded very quickly and quite deeply, I reckon.
Yeah.
So all our friendships in there, you know, that's why even being in there for a few days and someone leaves, everyone's crying.
Yeah.
Because it's just such an intense experience.
I see. Yeah, you've known this person for like 3 days. So incredible.
Literally. Hey,
you were a strategic player, and it was really interesting to watch you on the show. And like I said at the start of the interview, just a challenge beast. So we're going to miss that, Joel. But hey, good luck with Victoria. Sorry, Alicia. And yeah. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you very much.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
So I promised it about 10 minutes ago, an announcement in regards to Origin Intruder. And it's a pretty simple announcement, but it's an exciting one. Announcement is we're extending Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder by another week. So just due to popularity, due to the amount of entries we got coming through, we can't squeeze them all into this week. So we're going to run right through this week, right through next week, and keep reliving some awesome commentary efforts for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. I'm on the line, flight to com, tickets, jerseys, and a KFC feed and merch pack for Origin Game 1. All you have to do is watch the video, A Day in the Life of Cliffo and Gabby on our Facey. Film yourself commentating it. And upload that at hit.com.au. That's exactly what father and son duo Simon and Cash did. So we're going to have a listen to their entry and then we'll meet Simon and Cash. And again, if you haven't seen the video, I cut myself shaving. Gabby goes bananas for free coffee at work. I trip over with a wheelie bin. Then Gabby arrives home to her little poochie bear. So let's have a listen. This is Simon and his son Cash commentating A Day in the Life of Cliffo and Gabby. Here we go.
Cliffo's sharpening himself up for a night out. Sharpening himself up, all right.
Oh, look at all that glare.
Mate, it is everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Here's Gabby. She's working on some smoke-o ideas.
What does that say? Free coffee in the kitchen.
What? Free coffee in the kitchen? Mate, she's out of here. She's up like a rat up a drain pipe. Look out, coming through. Hey, and here's Cliffo's taking the bit.
Oh, he's down.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
that's got to be Tonga the bit. Let's take a replay on that. Oh. Yeah, mate, that's definitely foul play. Oh, that's out of control. The big fella has taken a hard one. Oh, tell you what. Here's Gab's coming home from work. She's in the front door. Oh, and the dog, he's going off like a sack full of cats and a greyhound, mate. Oh, and that's enough for us. We'll wrap it up, and thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. That's Simon and Cash. I think we've got them both on the phone right now. Morning, boys.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Good. I love the sort of co-hosting effort on your video. That was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Team effort. Cash, how old are you, mate?
I'm 11.
Who's your favourite footy player?
Probably Corey Oates.
Corey Oates, great Queenslander.
Yeah.
Good on you, boys. Well, hey, I gotta pay props to the line as well, too. Going off like a sack of cats at a greyhound meet. I haven't heard that one.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, throw something in there, eh?
Can I have permission to use that? Can I steal that one?
Of course you can.
It's mine. It's mine. Boys, you're both in the draw. Thanks for being part of Origin Intruder.
No, thanks a lot, mate.
Awesome father and son effort there. If you want to get involved, all the details at hit.com.au for Origin Intruder. Right now, launching something new this week to find out what happened to your favourite reality TV stars from days gone by.
Where are they?
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
Samantha Jade is currently on The Celebrity Apprentice, so that's where she is right now. But what has she done since the X Factor Australia in 2012 when she was the first woman to win the Australian series? She joins us right now to talk all about it. Hey, Samantha.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Samantha, I don't want to make you and all of us feel old, but it seems like it was yesterday, but that was 10 years ago this year.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Someone actually said that to me the other day, and I was like, wait, what? 10 years? It feels like, in some ways, it feels like 20 years, and some ways it feels like yesterday.
It does feel like yesterday, but you've done so much in that 10 years. It's been phenomenal. Talk us through a little bit about what happened directly after X Factor Australia.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, the come down from the show is crazy because you're used to just being on this, you know, kind of hard-hitting thing every week, you know, nervous every week and, you know, hoping Australia will vote for you. So it's kind of a relief after that you get to then go, you know, live your dreams. And basically I went straight into recording the In Excess Never Tear Us Apart series.
Where you were Kylie Minogue, right?
Yeah, where I was Kylie Minogue playing her. And then I obviously did Firestarter and I did an album, performed in a few places in the world. And I can't even remember. It's been so many years.
It must have been like it's tiring, not in a bad way, but just hearing you recount all that. Like
it out.
There must have been years there. When you were in the height of your success, because after X Factor, you know, you went on and you supported One Direction on their Aussie tour, which was huge.
Right. Yep.
There was Never Tear Us Apart. There was, you know, doing your own gigs all over the world. Like, there must be whole years there that are kind of a blur.
I reckon the year, definitely the 2 years after, because you're just kind of like, you're so excited that people want to see you gig. That's been your dream the whole time. And so you're going, yeah, I'll take it. Yep, I'll take that. And then you don't realise that you haven't left yourself any room to, you know, sleep or breathe. Or. But at the same time, that's what you wanted and that's the dream, you know. So I don't regret any of it and I've had the best time.
So have you slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years or is life still just as hectic for you?
Well, I think obviously COVID was such a slowdown for the industry. And it's such a job that we can't, like, work from home, really.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like we gig, we do performances, and you can't really do that over Zoom. I actually weirdly did do a few Zoom performances, which was
Was it awkward? And yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like you finish a song and then you're like, okay, on to the next. Like, because there's no, like, you know, you don't know when to... It was kind of weird. And, you know, like the weird freezing and it wasn't my fave way of performing, that's for sure.
Do famous people still get starstruck? Do you still have this? Like, have you had in your life, like, you meet one of your idols and, yeah, you become, like, awkward, like people might be around you? Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this one time I met Brandy, who I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. The boy is mine.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I, like, you know, she is, anyone who's like a real, like, vocalist is obsessed with Brandy because she's one of the best singers ever. And so this was in LA when I was there writing and I was in, just come out of the bathroom actually, and you know, girls in the bathroom, you chat while you're washing your hands and like reapplying your lip gloss. And I look over at the next like sink and she's washing her hands, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Brandy. And I just said, I was like, oh, because she kind of, I caught her eye because it was kind of awkward how I was staring at her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my gosh, I love your outfit. And I went, I love you.
You!
I cooked that.
How many times since have you worn that outfit? Because Brandy loved it.
Hasn't taken it off, have you, Samantha?
I reckon I wore that outfit to every meeting I had after that.
Yeah, Brandy. Oh, this outfit. Yeah, Brandy likes it as well.
Exactly. You're like, this Brandy does. Yeah.
Samantha, so Gabby mentioned it. You're on Celebrity Apprentice right now. Do you have that cutting edge, that brutal touch that is sometimes needed in a show like Celebrity Apprentice?
I mean, I don't know because it's one of those things that you know, this show really pushes you and you are outside of your comfort zone and you don't really, you know, you're doing stuff that's not in your wheelhouse, you know. So I definitely had to stand up for myself a few times. But I never go past being, you know, rude or brutal.
Okay.
So that means you don't last very long. No, I'm kidding.
You have to watch and find out.
You've got to be a bit more cutthroat.
You've got to watch to find out. Celebrity Apprentice Australia. You can see it on Channel 9 and the 9 Now app. Samantha Jade, thank you so much for joining us on Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okie doke, here it is. Your free Alpha Bucks answer for Wednesday, May 25. Wednesday's game. And the answer is kangaroo. Kangaroo. All right? Boing, boing, hop, hop. Kangaroo. Your free answer, kangaroo for tomorrow, Wednesday, May 25. Alpha Bucks on hit.